I'm Dan Klefstad. Governor J.B. Pritzker announced the state will spend $29 million to encourage more participation in the 2020 census. Meanwhile, a new report from the Urban Institute shows Black and Latino populations are at the greatest risk of being undercounted. According to state data, nearly a quarter of residents neglected to participate in the last census in 2010. Pritzker says funding will help reach hard-to-count people, including diverse populations and those living in rural areas.
And it will ensure that our immigrant and our undocumented communities are engaged in a process that they can trust and in a way that makes them feel safe.
Illinois is at risk of losing up to two congressional seats and some federal funding, depending on the result of next year's count. In other news, more National Guard troops are being brought in to battle floodwaters along the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. 200 additional soldiers have been activated as the rivers continue to rise. Sean Crawford has more.
This has turned into a major flood event with crests nearing all-time levels. The Guard and other volunteers are trying to shore up levees and keep emergency evacuation routes open with a main focus on southwest Illinois. Alicia Tate-Nadeau is the acting director of the state's Emergency Management Agency, and when asked to compare this latest round of flooding to the devastation in 1993, she points to the continuous rain, which has raised river levels, and snowbelt up north that has kept levees saturated.
The crests that we're talking about now are not going to just crest and then immediately go down. They are going to continue to stay there because we have both the Mississippi and the Illinois that are converging and full of water.
This week saw another levee fail near Hardin, and the river has yet to crest in that area. I'm Sean Crawford.
Governor Pritzker says he'll sign $1,600 pay increases for the General Assembly's members. The increases are part of the $40 billion state budget lawmakers approved. They currently earn a base salary of $67,836, with leadership in the four partisan caucuses earning an additional stipend, along with committee chairs and ranking minority committee members. Lawmakers have not received a pay hike since 2008. Legislators are entitled to automatically receive cost of living increases indexed to the federal rate of inflation. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Spring may have been wetter than normal across most of the area, but that fact isn't new. Paducah says it recorded its wettest month of May on record. It was the fifth wettest in Cape Girardeau. National Weather Service meteorologist Sean Polis says the long-range forecast suggests we're not going to dry out anytime soon.
The outlook from the Climate Prediction Center does have our area highlighted in an area that has increased odds of experiencing a wetter than normal summer. And certainly with this next week here, June is it should be off to a good start to kick off the summer in a wet fashion.
The National Weather Service forecast calls for at least 2 to 4 inches of rain over the next week. That's bad news for people living in flood-prone areas that are already dealing with near-record high water stages. Carbondale leaders say they're hopeful the state's new capital construction program will mean progress on plans for a new multi-use transportation hub. City Manager Gary Williams says there are some options available for the facility, which has been in the running for federal grants in recent years but failed to make the final cut.
We have a project here locally. We've been trying to get funded for many years, our multimodal, and we're hoping maybe some of the funding for mass transit downstate we can get for that project specifically.
Meanwhile, Williams says the overall infrastructure program will mean jobs for the entire region, and those workers will spend money in Carbondale. SIUC stands to get more than $100 million to build a new communications building and make other upgrades and repairs. An Olney man is headed to prison on methamphetamine-related charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 41-year-old Michael Jones received the sentence of more than 20 years. I'm Jennifer Fuller.